on this holiday weekend, time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are you? Happy Easter.
And to you and yours, our listeners, and all the good folks at Haskell's. Yeah, it should be a nice, we have a small chance of showers, but it should be a nice day tomorrow.
Yeah, not bad for the end of March.
Yeah, absolutely.
March came in like a lamb and kind of went out like a lion.
Yeah, a little bit of it, yeah, and the snow. I would imagine in a day or two that snow will be gone. But in the meantime, Jack, what's on your mind today?
All right, today we're going to talk about perfect wines to pair with your Easter or holiday feast. Well, what are you looking for? How about bubbles, bubbles, bubbles? If there's one thing that goes with everything, it's bubbles. You can serve it as an aperitif when your guests arrive. You can sip on it. You can serve it with dinner, dessert. It goes terrifically with occasions and cuisines, and it makes a great partner for Easter brunch. Champagne itself is wonderful, but it's probably a little over the budget because champagnes have gotten relatively expensive. There's a lot of inexpensive itself is wonderful, but it's probably a little over the budget because champagnes have gotten relatively expensive. There's a lot of inexpensive alternatives like Cremants from France. That's a sparkling wine that's made just like champagne, but it's made not in the Champagne district, and they're called Cremants. There's a Cremant de Bourgogne called Boisseau, and we have it in rosé and brut, and it's absolutely wonderful if you're feeling very francophile and you want a sparkling wine. Don't overlook those Cavas from Spain. They're really great bargains, and they're made the same way, as I said, in the Champagne method, but they're obviously made in Spain and not in France. In fact, you know, all the European countries are forbidden from calling their sparkling wine champagne. They have to call it sparkling wine or something else, like the French do Cremant or Cava in Spain, or Prosecco in Italy. And on the side, Prosecco is just wonderful. It's a great aperitif, and everybody likes it. It's got what I call petite bubbles in it. They're much smaller than the bubbles in champagne. And it's usually just a tad sweeter than champagne, so it appeals to everybody's palate. And for that, we recommend Varelli Prosecco. It's a great wine. It's on a BOGO right now, and it's a wonderful sparkling wine to start your celebration with, believe me. Of course, you know, probably ham is the most popular main course for Easter dinner for most people. And ham is an unusual meat. You know, it's sweet, it's salty, and it's smoky. And that's a hard thing, really, to pair wine with. Aha, though, let me tell you, I'll give you a secret. The best wine to go with that is a Riesling from Germany. We have one called Stittmann, which is just a straight village Riesling, but what a wonderful pairing it is with ham. That wonderful smoky taste of ham just is cut through by that Stittmann Riesling. If you really are anti-Riesling, and unfortunately it seems that these days a lot of people are, why not try a Vouvray? They're wonderful, unusual. They are Chenin Blanc, and those Vouvrays are really a go-to wine. And while I'm talking about that, if you're serving turkey, and believe me, a lot of people do that on Easter, is have turkey, nothing is better than a wonderful Chenin Blanc from the Vouvray area of the Loire Valley. And that particular one, Vouvray Voltaire, is a delicious favorite of mine for turkey. It's the best wine to go with turkey. And like I say, if you don't particularly like Riesling, try it with your ham. It's a marriage made in heaven, believe me. Now, if you're having lamb, which is another popular thing, whether you're having rack of lamb, lamb chops, leg of lamb, the real go-to wine with lamb, in my opinion, is Bordeaux. And the reason being, there's an area to the east of, or to the west of Bordeaux, it's called Salt Flats. And they've grazed a lot of lamb there, and it's called salty lamb because it gets the salt from eating the grasses that have that crusty salt from the sea on them. And it is served all the time at very fancy Bordelais dinners when the great properties like Lafitte and Mouton and Margaux have a dinner. They always serve the lamb of the region. It shows up their wine beautifully. And their wine, of course, is Cabernet Sauvignon. We've heard me talk about in the past Chateau Millange. This is where the fella who started that Every Kiss Begins with K jewelry chain sold a jewelry chain for $1 bazillion, went to Bordeaux, bought a property that his wife always wanted, and it was an old convent, and put in a vineyard. Thus the name Millange, a thousand angels. His black label, which is his reserve Bordeaux, is absolutely marvelous. It could be served with lamb just beautifully. The current vintage we're having is 8 years old, so it's got good bottle age, etc. You couldn't do any better with your roast leg of lamb than that Chateau Millange, or if you're having rack of lamb, same thing. Also, don't forget the Cabernets. Vino Robles Cabernet, which is wonderful with lamb, is also very, very good with something like maybe you're going to have prime rib. Perfect marriage, made in heaven, again, that Paso Robles Cabernet. And don't forget Millange. It's Cabernet and Merlot. And Millange, it's a little heavier to Merlot than it is to Cabernet. So it's got a very soft and appealing feminine side to it that I think just accompanies lamb beautifully. And that Vino Robles is just a little tad more assertive than, and of course, it's a newer vintage. It's 4 years younger than that Chateau Millange. So that Vino Robles Cab would be great. If you're a little on the Francophile style, try the Chateau Millange. You won't be disappointed. Then salmon. Hull's poached salmon is a wonderful thing that's often served on Easter. And most people think, well, it's salmon, we have to have Chardonnay with it. Au contraire. There's a little vineyard from California called Provenera. And their Provenera Pinot Noir, again, it's so modestly priced, I'm almost embarrassed to recommend it because it's only $12, $13 a bottle. But the wine is extraordinary, and it would go just perfectly with your salmon, particularly if you're putting the salmon out on the grill. If you're doing a salmon in a cream sauce, well, you might want to reconsider and have a Chardonnay with that. Croissant Chardonnay is very, very good. But if you really want the perfect wine with salmon, try that Provenera. And again, if you're serving a cream sauce with the salmon, you might not want to have Pinot Noir. You might want to have a Chardonnay, but that would be fine no matter how you look at it. But anyway, also let's not forget our friends who are vegetarians and like big, robust vegetable dishes. What about Tobias Sauvignon Blanc? Marvelous. This is Rick Forman's son. Rick Forman is very famous. He was the original winemaker for several wineries out in Napa Valley. He's a legend in the valley, one of the great winemakers of all time out there. Rick Forman and his son, Toby Forman, produces this Sauvignon Blanc. And it's 100% Sauvignon Blanc, and it's called Lexi's Sauvignon Blanc from Tobias. It's a perfect pairing with any meat dish or any vegetarian dish you're going to have. It just goes together perfectly. Of course, if you're looking for a rosé, look no further than Corsica. We have one called Fazzi from Corsica that is absolutely delicious. Just a bone dry rosé that is very pleasant and would go with almost anything you're serving. Rosés are flexible, as you know. You can pair them with almost anything, and they make a great aperitif. And let's not forget from Provence, Mado. Mado is another great wine from rosé from Provence that goes with anything. It's just absolutely terrific, and it will please the most jaded palate. Another one to think about that goes well with, say you're serving salmon and lamb, would be a Beaujolais, particularly from Morgon. Beaujolais are overlooked. They're fruity. They're easy to drink. Most everybody likes them. And they're usually fairly inexpensive. And believe it or not, if you want a red wine with a ham, again, a Beaujolais isn't a bad one to try. They just are terrific. If you're having smoked salmon, maybe you want to try something like a very crisp Chablis. Chablis are underrated, in my opinion, by most of the people in the wine world. They don't take time to review them, but boy, I'll tell you, those Chablis really are remarkable. They are on over a chalk basis, much like Champagne in France. The area of Chablis is over chalk, and it gets into the wines, really, to create that crisp dryness and that flintiness that everyone looks for in Chablis, and very, very good. Don't forget, sparkling wines, I said, are good with everything, particularly if you're having a brunch. Those sparkling wines can cover you with virtually everything, because sparkling wines seem to go very well with, say, Eggs Benedict or any kind of egg dish. And speaking of egg dish, undoubtedly, after Easter, you'll have so many eggs you won't know what to do with them. Here's a few ideas. Of course, there's always egg salad. Who can deny the pleasures of deviled eggs? They're just great. Sliced up eggs, hard-boiled eggs, can be an enhancement to any kind of regular salad. Sliced eggs with tomato and avocado make a wonderful sandwich. Sliced eggs with smoked salmon make a wonderful hors d'oeuvre. And like I say, those hard-boiled eggs make anything taste better in salad. Potato salad, Niçoise salad, a regular green salad. You can put them in ham salad, Cobb salad, etc. I think you get the idea. But any breakfast casserole could be made with previously cooked hard-boiled eggs. Avocado egg salad is great. Pickled eggs are marvelous to do, too. And, you know, you can get all these recipes online. But they just are wonderful. Soy eggs are great, where the egg is stored in soy sauce with garlic, chilies, and rice vinegar, and then you take them out about a week later, and boy, they're interesting and delicious. You can use those eggs, incidentally, as a centerpiece for your Easter feast. How about using them as place cards for where the people will sit? Use them to have an egg hunt, of course. Hard-boiled eggs would dress up a BLT very, very nicely. There's a hard egg dressing that I am just crazy about. It's easy. You chop up a whole small pickle, add a third of a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and three hard-cooked eggs chopped up. So again, it's olive oil, vinegar, Dijon mustard, and the chopped-up eggs. And then you mix that all up with the chopped-up pickle, and you get this hard egg dressing, which is hard to beat to have on any green salad. It's just absolutely delicious and a good, simple use of those hard-boiled eggs. So I think you get the idea. Don't be discouraged with the hard-boiled eggs. Try them on top of regular asparagus you cook for the family. Sprinkle a little chopped egg on the top, and you'll find it enhances that asparagus just greatly. Pasta can have use the chopped up grated eggs just like you would Parmesan cheese and sprinkle it on top of the pasta. It is absolutely terrific. If you like to make grits, try adding the chopped up hard-boiled eggs. And you can make a breakfast egg salad out of hard-boiled eggs that is absolutely terrific. And so I think there's lots of uses for those hard-boiled eggs. I look forward to it every year as kind of a big bonanza, and I hope we have enough of them left over that they don't eat up all those hard-boiled eggs when they catch them and find them that they've been hiding, or they've been hiding in the garden. This year might be a little tough to have an egg roll in the garden, but nonetheless, the hard-boiled eggs will be much sought after. So there you have, in my opinion, some really wonderful uses of eggs for the after party or after Easter is over, and those wines that go with almost anything. I don't think I've overlooked much that you would have. You want to have something with your dessert. Again, those sparkling wines are just great to have with dessert. Or you can have a sweet wine like a Barsac or a Sauternes from France are absolutely wonderful to have with desserts. But there you have it. A happy Easter is made much happier, believe me, with the addition of wine at your Easter feast. And I think I've given you enough choices that you will enjoy them all. Whatever.
Well, no, you sure have, and I was just thinking, if folks have any questions, they can certainly stop in at any one of the Haskell's locations. Most helpful people you're going to find.
That's for sure, Denny. We've been doing this 90 count 'em years, and believe me, I think we get better every single year. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine with the meal. They can't cook your Easter feast or your holiday feast, but they sure can make sure it's a success with the pairing of the right wine and the right food. There's a Haskell's near you where you can get that good advice on pairing wines and foods. There's one in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault. There's a Haskell's up in Maple Grove, 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver. And also, I'd like to remind everybody that we are closed on Easter Sunday. So get all of your Easter spirits in today, Saturday.
Fantastic. Jack, happy Easter, and let's join forces again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that, and happy Easter to you and your family and to all our CCO listeners.
Thank you so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.
Happy Easter to you and your family and to all our CCO listeners.
Thank you so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. On this holiday weekend, time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are you? Happy Easter.
And to you and yours, our listeners, and all the good folks at Haskell's. Yeah, it should be a nice, we have a small chance of showers, but it should be a nice day tomorrow.
Yeah, not bad for the end of March.
Yeah, absolutely.
March came in like a lamb and kind of went out like a lion.
Yeah, a little bit of it, yeah, and the snow, I would imagine in a day or two that snow will be gone. But in the meantime, so. Jack, what's on your mind today?
All right, today we're going to talk about perfect wines to pair with your Easter or holiday feast. Well, what are you looking for? How about bubbles, bubbles, bubbles? If there's one thing that goes with everything, it's bubbles. You can serve it as an aperitif when your guests arrive. You can sip on it. You can serve it with dinner, dessert. It goes terrifically with occasions and cuisines, and it makes a great partner for Easter brunch. Champagne itself is wonderful, but it's probably a little over the budget because champagnes have gotten relatively expensive. There's a lot of inexpensive itself is wonderful, but it's probably a little over the budget because champagnes have gotten relatively expensive. There's a lot of inexpensive alternatives like Cremants from France. That's a sparkling wine that's made just like champagne, but it's made not in the Champagne district, and they're called Cremants. There's a Cremant de Bourgogne called Boisseau, and we have it in rosé and brut, and it's absolutely wonderful if you're feeling very francophile and you want a sparkling wine. Don't overlook those Cavas from Spain. They're really great bargains, and they're made the same way, as I said, in the Champagne method. But they're obviously made in Spain and not in France. In fact, you know, all the European countries are forbidden from calling their sparkling wine champagne. They have to call it sparkling wine or something else, like the French do Cremant or Cava in Spain, or Prosecco in Italy. And on the side, Prosecco is just wonderful. It's a great aperitif, and everybody likes it. It's got what I call petite bubbles in it. They're much smaller than the bubbles in champagne. And it's usually just a tad sweeter than champagne, so it appeals to everybody's palate. And for that, we recommend Varelli Prosecco. It's a great wine. It's on a BOGO right now, and it's a wonderful sparkling wine to start your celebration with, believe me. Of course, you know, probably ham is the most popular main course for Easter dinner for most people. And ham is an unusual meat. You know, it's sweet, it's salty, and it's smoky. And that's a hard thing, really, to pair wine with. Aha, though, let me tell you, I'll give you a secret. The best wine to go with that is a Riesling from Germany, We have one called Stittman, which is just a straight village Riesling, but boy, what wonderful pairing it is with ham, that wonderful smoky taste of ham, just is cut through by that Stillman Riesling. If you really are anti-Riesling, and unfortunately it seems that these days a lot of people are, why not try a Vouvray? They're wonderful, unusual. They are Chenin Blanc, and those Vouvrays are really a go-to wine. And while I'm talking about that, if you're serving turkey, and believe me, a lot of people do that on Easter, is have turkey, nothing is better than a wonderful Chenin Blanc from the Vouvray area of the Loire Valley. And that particular one, Vouvray Voltaire, is a delicious favorite of mine for turkey. It's the best wine to go with turkey. And like I say, if you don't particularly like Riesling, try it with your ham. It's a marriage made in heaven, believe me. Now, if you're having lamb, which is another popular thing, whether you're having rack of lamb, lamb chops, leg of lamb, the real go-to wine with lamb, in my opinion, is Bordeaux. And the reason being, there's an area to the east of, or to the west of Bordeaux, it's called Salt Flats. And they've grazed a lot of lamb there, and it's called salty lamb, because it gets the salt from eating the grasses that have that crusty salt from the sea on them. And it is served all the time at very fancy Bordelais dinners, when the great properties like Lafitte and Mouton and Margaux have a dinner. They always serve the lamb of the region. It shows up their wine beautifully. And their wine, of course, is Cabernet Sauvignon. We've heard me talk about in the past Chateau Millange. This is where the fella who started that Every Kiss Begins with K jewelry chain sold a jewelry chain for $1 billion, went to Bordeaux, bought a property that his wife always wanted, and it was an old convent, and put in a vineyard. Thus the name Millange, a Thousand Angels. His black label, which is his reserve Bordeaux, is absolutely marvelous. It could be served with lamb just beautifully. The current vintage we're having is 8 years old, so it's got good bottle age, etc. You couldn't do any better with your roast leg of lamb than that Chateau Millange, or if you're having rack of lamb, same thing. Also, don't forget the Cabernets. Vino Robles Cabernet, which is wonderful with lamb, is also very, very good with something like maybe you're going to have prime rib. Perfect marriage, made in heaven, again, that Paso Robles Cabernet. And don't forget, Millange is Cabernet and Merlot. And Millange, it's a little heavier to Merlot than it is to Cabernet, so it's got a very soft and appealing feminine side to it that I think just accompanies lamb beautifully. And that Vino Robles is just a little tad more assertive than, of course, it's a newer vintage. It's 4 years younger than that Chateau Millange. So that Vino Robles Cab would be great. If you're a little on the Francophile style, try the Chateau Millange. You won't be disappointed. Then salmon. Hull's poached salmon is a wonderful thing that's often served on Easter. And most people think, well, it's salmon, we have to have Chardonnay with it. Au contraire. There's a little vineyard from California called Provenera. And their Provenera, Pinot Noir, again, it's so modestly priced, I'm almost embarrassed to recommend it because it's only $12, $13 a bottle. But the wine is extraordinary, and it would go just perfectly with your salmon, particularly if you're putting the salmon out on the grill. If you're doing a salmon in a cream sauce, well, you might want to reconsider and have a Chardonnay with that. Croissant Chardonnay is very, very good. But if you really want the perfect wine with salmon, try that Provenera. And again, if you're serving a cream sauce with the salmon, you might not want to have Pinot Noir. You might want to have a Chardonnay, but that would be fine no matter how you look at it. But anyway, also let's not forget our friends who are vegetarians and like big, robust vegetable dishes. What about Tobias Sauvignon Blanc? Marvelous. This is Rick Forman's son. Rick Forman is very famous. He was the original winemaker for several wineries out in Napa Valley. He's a legend in the valley, one of the great winemakers of all time out there. Rick Foreman and his son Toby Foreman produces the Sauvignon Blanc, and it's 100% Sauvignon Blanc, and it's called Lexi's Sauvignon Blanc from Tobias. It's a perfect pairing with any meat dish or any vegetarian dish you're going to have. It just goes together perfectly. Of course, if you're looking for a rosé, look no further than Corsica. We have one called Fazzi from Corsica that is absolutely delicious. Just a bone dry rosé that is very pleasant and would go with almost anything you're serving. Rosés are flexible, as you know. You can pair them with almost anything, and they make a great aperitif. And let's not forget from Provence, Mado. Mado is another great wine from rosé from Provence that goes with anything. It's just absolutely terrific, and it will please the most jaded palate. Another one to think about that goes well with, say you're serving salmon and lamb, would be a Beaujolais, particularly from Morgon. Beaujolais are overlooked. They're fruity. They're easy to drink. Most everybody likes them. And they're usually fairly inexpensive. And believe it or not, if you want a red wine with a ham, again, a Beaujolais isn't a bad one to try. They just are terrific. If you're having smoked salmon, maybe you want to try something like a very crisp Chablis. Chablis are underrated, in my opinion, by most of the people in the wine world. They don't take time to review them, but boy, I'll tell you, those Chablis really are remarkable. They are on over a chalk basis, much like Champagne in France. The area of Chablis is over chalk, and it gets into the wines, really, to create that crisp dryness and that flintiness that everyone looks for in Chablis, and very, very good. Don't forget, sparkling wines, I said, are good with everything, particularly if you're having a brunch. Those sparkling wines can cover you with virtually everything, because sparkling wines seem to go very well with, say, Eggs Benedict, or any kind of egg dish. And speaking of egg dish, undoubtedly, after Easter, you'll have so many eggs you won't know what to do with them. Here's a few ideas. Of course, there's always egg salad. Who can deny the pleasures of deviled eggs? They're just great. Sliced up eggs, hard-boiled eggs, can be an enhancement to any kind of regular salad. Sliced eggs with tomato and avocado make a wonderful sandwich. Sliced eggs with smoked salmon make a wonderful hors d'oeuvre. And like I say, those hard-boiled eggs make anything taste better in salad. Potato salad, Niçoise salad, a regular green salad. You can put them in ham salad, Cobb salad, etc. I think you get the idea. But any breakfast casserole could be made with previously cooked hard-boiled eggs. Avocado egg salad is great. Pickled eggs are marvelous to do, too. And, you know, you can get all these recipes online. But they just are wonderful. Soy eggs are great, where the egg is stored in soy sauce with garlic, chilies, and rice vinegar, and then you take them out about a week later, and boy, they're interesting and delicious. You can use those eggs, incidentally, as a centerpiece for your Easter feast. How about using them as place cards for where the people will sit? Use them to have an egg hunt, of course. Hard-boiled eggs would dress up a BLT very, very nicely. There's a hard egg dressing that I am just crazy about. It's easy. You chop up a whole small pickle, add a third of a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and three hard-cooked eggs chopped up. So again, it's olive oil, vinegar, Dijon mustard, and the chopped-up eggs. And then you mix that all up with the chopped-up pickle, and you get this hard egg dressing, which is hard to beat to have on any green salad. It's just absolutely delicious and a good, simple use of those hard-boiled eggs. So I think you get the idea. Don't be discouraged with the hard-boiled eggs. Try them on top of regular asparagus you cook for the family. Sprinkle a little chopped egg on the top, and you'll find it enhanced that asparagus just greatly. Pasta can have use the chopped up grated eggs just like you would Parmesan cheese, and sprinkle it on top of the pasta. It is absolutely terrific. If you like to make grits, try adding the chopped up hard-boiled eggs. And you can make a breakfast egg salad out of hard-boiled eggs that is absolutely terrific. And so I think there's lots of uses for those hard-boiled eggs. I look forward to it every year as kind of a big bonanza. And I hope we have enough of them left over that they don't eat up all those hard-boiled eggs when they catch them and find them that they've been hiding, or they've been hiding in the garden. This year might be a little tough to have an egg roll in the garden. But nonetheless, the hard-boiled eggs will be much sought after. So there you have, in my opinion, some really wonderful uses of eggs for the after party or after Easter is over. And those wines that I go with almost anything, I don't think I've overlooked much that you would have. You want to have something with your dessert. Again, those sparkling wines are just great to have with dessert. Or you can have a sweet wine like a Barsac or a Sauternes from France are absolutely wonderful to have with desserts. But there you have it. A happy Easter is made much happier, believe me, with the addition of wine at your Easter feast. And I think I've given you enough choices that you will enjoy them all. Whatever.
Well, no, you sure have. And I was just thinking, if folks have any questions, they can certainly stop in at any one of the Haskell's locations. Most helpful people you're going to find.
That's for sure, Denny. We've been doing this 90 count 'em years. And believe me, I think we get better every single year. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine with the meal. They can't cook your Easter feast or your holiday feast, but they sure can make sure it's a success with the pairing of the right wine and the right food. There's a Haskell's near you where you can get that good advice on pairing wines and foods. There's one in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault. There's a Haskell's up in Maple Grove, 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver. And also, I'd like to remind everybody that we are closed on Easter Sunday. So get all of your Easter spirits in today, Saturday.
Fantastic. Jack, happy Easter, and let's join forces again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that, and happy Easter to you and your family and to all our CCO listeners.
Thank you so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.
Happy Easter to you and your family and to all our CCO listeners.
Thank you so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.